Most of us have gone through some kind of self-improvement program. We began the program with the high expectations that we would be able to change our lives for the better. But after a few weeks of applying the principles of such a program, our tendency is to slowly fade the program out of our consciousness and resort back to our old ways of thinking and behaving. The problem is that most programs do not incorporate a sound plan to maintain and expand the personal changes once we have attempted to acquire them. In the Neuropsychology of Achievement program, we have developed a 5-part strategy that will serve as your lifelong blueprint for maintaining and expanding your achievement behaviors. In this last cassette, we would like to tell you about it. It's not terribly long or complicated, but it is vital to your success in this program. The first step we recommend is that you work only on one behavior at a time. Research has told us that normal people concentrate best when they work on only one habit at a time. It requires high levels of concentration to keep the demon in check while allowing the high achiever within you to perform his or her duties. It also requires high levels of relaxation. If you are stuffing your learning system with several inputs, you're likely to suffer from overload and nothing gets accomplished. Work on acquiring only one habit at a time. Allow your new behavior to be developed over a period of 30 days. Step 2. Acquiring a new habit, conditioning behavior so that it is automatic, requires time and practice. Our experience indicates it takes a minimum of 30 days to establish an internal psychological and physiological metabolism that will allow a behavior to become an automatic response. Give it 30 days to work. In some cases, but not too many, it may take even longer. Take the time to do it right. If you haven't adequately acquired the habit over a 30-day period, try it again for another 30 days. Step 3. After you have acquired your new high-achiever behavior or habit, select the next behavior. You have already sorted out your 3x5 cards and have priorities established for the goals you want to work on. Take the top-ranked goal and begin setting up the program for making it a habit. You've got the success feeling from accomplishing your top-ranked priority, and that will give you confidence to go for the second goal. It may be helpful to do the card sort again, because what sometimes happens is that your perspective and attitude may change ever so slightly after your first success. Do the card sort again and determine the next behavior you would like to acquire. Fourth, follow each of the steps we have recommended in the Neuropsychology of Achievement program just as you did with the first goal. If you feel it is necessary, replay for review the tapes from the beginning. And our fifth and last step. Make certain that at least once a week you verify the functioning of your initial goal habit, the first desirable behavior you conditioned into a habit. It has been newly added to your mind and body, and so keep a close eye on how well it's working for you. You don't buy a new car and forget about regular maintenance, and the same principle applies here. Give it some attention and care. It will run better for you. This simple 5-step high achiever habit maintenance program will progressively propel you to full high achiever status if you let it. Keep working on it, and it will keep working for you. Now that we've come to the end of the Neuropsychology of Achievement program, we are going to retrace our steps in an effort to help you gain a total perspective of where we've been. It's like opening presents at Christmas or at a wedding or birthday. Sometimes you overlook a gift that has been tucked away in the packaging material, or maybe you just missed one completely in the excitement of the moment. We don't want you to overlook anything. First, you learned in this program that the power of visualization can be explained by modeling the function of the brain on holography. You learned that our sensory-rich images are products of an electrical and chemical process in our brain. If our images are filled with emotion and are rich in sensory detail, they possess the electromagnetic energy to influence our body, mind, and the concrete world in which we live. Through the power of 3-dimensional sensory imagery, we become creators, and that which we sense becomes self-fulfilling prophecy. Second, you learn that your eye is an extension of your brain. Besides acting as the organ of vision, select patterns of eye movement open up pathways into your brain for the input and recall of sensory-rich images. You learn these eye movement positions along with their sensory counterparts. Third, you were introduced to a research-based model that detailed 21 dominant behaviors and habits common to high achievers. These characteristics were broken down into mental, emotional, physical, financial, and spiritual habits. Fourth, you compared yourself against the high achiever model and identified the high achiever habits you would like to possess. Fifth, you learned how to prioritize those habits, and you selected one specific habit you would like to acquire within a 30-day period. You also learned how to develop sensory-rich goals and pre-live their consequences. Sixth, you were introduced to and mastered a powerful discipline that enabled you to program the desirable high-achiever habit into your brain and nervous system. You learned in the first step of this process that it was necessary to clear tension and stress from your body in order to think clearly and to focus your power of sensory imaging. To do this, you learned a technique to automatically relax any muscle group in your body through the activation of a color and an eye movement. You then learned how to gain access to your holographic brain. You learned the method of programming that allowed you to input competent high-achiever habits into your brain and nervous system. You also learned a simple yet powerful technique of self-discipline using the high achiever and demon symbols. You were then introduced to a 30-day plan of action that enabled you to internalize your sensory impression of achievement to make your high achiever behaviors a habit knit part of your nervous system. And finally, you were given a simple 5-step plan, which, if you followed, would serve as a lifelong blueprint and guide to help you maintain your desirable high achiever habits. This plan also would allow you to develop and refine new success characteristics and habits, qualities that would allow you to literally achieve anything and everything you can sense. In conclusion, the aim of the Neuropsychology of Achievement program has been to give you a powerful personal tool to control your body and mind, your world and your destiny. Dr. William James, an early pioneer in self-help psychology, reflected our basic philosophy when he wrote, "Man alone, of all the creatures of the earth, can change his own pattern. Man alone is the architect of his own destiny." Another aim of the Neuropsychology of Achievement program has been to show you how to incite your senses and emotions, how to fire your imagination with the desire to achieve and excel, and to give you a systematic plan for your ultimate success. The words of historian Arnold Toynbee capture the essence of this attempt. "Apathy," he said, "can be overcome only by enthusiasm, and enthusiasm can be aroused by two things, an idea which takes the imagination by storm and a definite plan for carrying out that idea into practice." And finally, the words of Jonathan Swift reflect the spirit which we attempted to impart to you in this program. "Although men are accused of not knowing their own weaknesses, yet perhaps few know their own strengths. It is in men as in soils, where sometimes there is a vein of gold which the owner knows not of." We hope that the time we have spent together in the Neuropsychology of Achievement program has added a new, positive dimension to your life, a dimension rich in hope, vision, and achievement.